Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today. Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 424.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm very excited to be bringing you a conversation with a guest who I call a friend, but she's a very experienced colleague who specializes in betrayal trauma. My guest today is LaDonna Carey. LaDonna Carey is a clinical psychotherapist with over 35 years of hands-on experience. She's based in Kingsport, Tennessee, near the Smoky Mountains, and LaDonna operates a private practice offering both in-person and virtual therapy. Her career is centered on approaching clinical work through a lens of attachment and trauma, specializing in navigating the complex landscape of betrayal trauma in individuals and couples. As a partner trauma therapist, LaDonna's expertise spans various couples therapy modalities, including Gottman, the Couple Institute Developmental Model, Relational Life Therapy, Discernment Therapy, EFT, and PACT. She's the creator of the Betrayal Recovery Center, providing services that support individuals healing from betrayal trauma through the Gathering Our Hearts group. And LaDonna has also authored the Healing from Betrayal Workbook, which is a guide to finding and redefining yourself during the rebuilding process after betrayal. In addition to her clinical work, LaDonna has made significant contributions to the mental health world, creating and delivering a continuing education program on betrayal trauma to nearly 1,000 clinicians so far in the past year. She brings her expertise as a corporate consultant and trainer for several Fortune 500 companies and has provided CISM skills to various industries. It's critical incident stress management. And I attended LaDonna's betrayal trauma therapy training in Hilton Head, South Carolina last year. And I really didn't know of her work before attending this training, which was appealing to me because it was at the beach and I really needed some time at the beach. So I figured, hey, if the training's nothing special, at least I'll be at the beach and I'll get continuing education credits. So that tells you how much I needed a break, that I was thinking like that. But it surpassed my expectations so much. I learned so much and realized things that I didn't know about working with people who have experienced betrayal in their relationships and how it can be. I knew it can be really challenging for people to move through and heal from betrayal trauma. But what I learned in LaDonna's training was so valuable to me, and I wish I had known it before. So I highly recommend her trainings, and she's really skilled and knowledgeable. And she's speaking at a summit in Maui, in Hawaii. It's called the Aloha Summit, July 17th through 20th, along with several other great speakers. And LaDonna will be teaching part of her betrayal recovery specialist training in Maui. Some of the other speakers will be presenting on bougie boundaries, laughter and the therapeutic power of humor, clinical use of the Enneagram, mindful life, mindful work, culture and diversity, and ethics. So there is a special discount. If you look in the show notes, it's a $200 discount on the registration fee for members of my community. That's you, listeners. And they are offering half price rooms at the resort. I was hoping to attend this myself, but I just can't make it work to get to Maui in July. But I hope if it's possible for you to make that trip that you'll go and learn in the beautiful setting. It's a fundraiser. LaDonna's going to talk a little bit more about that in our conversation, so I don't need to go into that now. But check the show notes for the link, and there's a discount code. And as always, thank you so much for listening to Therapy Chat. And keep your eyes out on your email and social media for information on the Psychotherapy Networker event that I'm doing with PESI. You know, the Psychotherapy Networker Symposium is happening March 21st through 24th, I believe. And I'll be there live podcasting with many of the speakers, and our interviews will be live streamed. So I can't wait to share with you how to find that. And I'm still figuring out some of the tech for this. But I've got great plans to interview a bunch of wonderful speakers, and I hope you'll enjoy it. I'm super excited about it, so I can't wait to tell you more. Until next time, thank you for listening to Therapy Chat. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm so happy to be speaking with my friend and colleague, LaDonna Carey. LaDonna, thanks so much for coming to Therapy Chat today.
I'm really excited to be here. It's always fun to talk to you.
Oh, thanks. It's fun to talk to you too. And this is going to be really informative, I know. I want to say that I met you so randomly when I was feeling very exhausted and burned out at the end of last year. And I saw that you were offering a retreat in Hilton Head at a beachfront property. And I was like, and it had CEs and it was on betrayal trauma. So I was like, well, betrayal trauma is not really my specialty, but certainly so many of my clients have experienced the feeling of betrayal, whether it was, you know, parents who didn't meet their needs the way they needed them to, or in relationships, or both. And I've experienced betrayal of my own in, you know, more in childhood. So I was like, what's the worst thing? I mean, even if this training's no good, I'll be at the beach. It seems like it's going to be really nice. And then what an experience we had. My expectations were low and they were so far exceeded because you delivered just a really fabulous training experience. And I learned so much. Then what happens after that? Of course, without me advertising anything, all these clients start coming to me who are like, I need help with betrayal trauma. And they're using all the same terms and stuff that you taught us. And I was like, oh my gosh, here we go. So it was synchronous, even though it seemed random. And so yeah. I want you to have the chance to tell our audience more about this issue of betrayal trauma, what it is, and how therapists can learn to help their clients who've experienced betrayal trauma in the most effective ways. So let's start off with you telling our audience a little more just about who you are and what you do, and then we'll dive into the topic.
Okay, sounds good. I am a psychotherapist. I've been practicing for, I think this is the 35th year. So wow. I've been at it for a while. I started off in my internship in domestic violence shelter. So I learned a whole lot about the realities of bad relationships and abuse. And my career's really just kind of traveled that pathway. You know, how all of our careers go on windy roads, but it's always had something to do with emotional abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, you know, battered spouses, domestic violence. And as time has progressed and we learn more about attachment styles, we learn more about trauma to our systems. I started learning about betrayal trauma And betrayal trauma is really when there's a person that I have relied on for my security, and they have blindsided me with something that essentially has knocked me off my feet. And my security has been disrupted. And this person that I've known, that I thought I knew for so long, is somebody that really is the most dangerous person to me and my safety. So that certainly segue right along with all the abuse that I have learned about. And, you know, I've studied couples counseling in all the big name programs, the Gottman, PAC, Relational Life Therapy. I have taken certification classes in partner betrayal trauma. So all of that really kind of dovetailed perfectly into talking more and learning more and training more folks about what betrayal trauma is.
Well, that fact that you started in domestic violence shelter explains why you resonate with me, to me so much, because whenever I speak with therapists who are like, oh, I started out in a sexual assault and domestic violence program, or one or the other, I'm like, oh, you're my people, because that's me. That's how I started. And I'm like, okay, that's why we're speaking the same language. And it feels so in tune. And, you know, this is my own bias, but sometimes when people are talking about trauma, they're not always talking about it and thinking about it the way that I talk about it and think about it. So the way that feels right to me and my system and my way of working with clients doesn't always align with the way that other people are delivering it. And there's a lot of ways to serve people. But I love when somebody speaks to me in a language that I can understand and my system can really be open to. And, you know, again, it makes sense that you've been trained in PACT, RLT, those methods align with that as well. And of course, Gottman's work is, you know, pretty universal for couples work. But you, in your training, you just show a depth of understanding and an ability to really explain these concepts and relational patterns in nuanced ways that really capture the complexity of it beyond just the idea of, like, you know, someone cheated on someone and they're bad and, you know, the other person needs to heal, which is sort of, that's a general public like impression of how what betrayal trauma might be. But there's so many more layers to it in terms of that shattering of your sense of security that is such a deeply painful attachment experience. So do you want to go into a little more about the ways that betrayal trauma could show up in people's lives for those who are listening and wondering, does this apply to me?
Yeah, sure. And to go back some about where you were saying the depth of it, one of my side hustles for a lot of years was I taught personality theory at East Tennessee State University. So I taught that. I taught intro to personality, and I love the pieces that fit together. You know, and anytime that I'm doing therapy work, it's like there's some missing pieces here. You know, we got to figure out, we got to move some of the debris around in order to find what those pieces are. And in speaking of the shattering, you know, I use the term life quake, that it's as though, you know, you're standing there, life's just fine. And then all of a sudden your house starts shaking around you and things start falling off the wall and the foundation goes and everything that you've known and all the safety and security is just gone. You know, I don't even know what there is to save here, or if I can save it, or how do I save myself in this process? So typically, when there's the blind side of betrayal, you know, whether it's financial betrayal of I found out somebody's run up credit cards or somebody's run through the retirement account that I didn't know anything about, or it may be secret porn use. It may be hooking up on the web with different people. It may be sex workers. It may be Ashley Madison accounts showing up on your credit card. You know, any sort of thing that this is much different than what I thought was happening in my life. And all of a sudden, any sense of safety is gone because I don't know what I can believe anymore.
Yeah. Can I mention a couple, three other ways that I'm thinking of as you talk about that, that I've seen this show up for people is, and tell me if I'm off base, but when someone has a gambling addiction that they're not, you know, or an otherwise, like you did mention the spending, but sometimes when there's gambling, it's like there's this whole thing going on that's just out of the couple or partner relationship that it's just not open. And people having secret families. I've talked to so many people who found out at a funeral that their parent had a whole nother family.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yeah. It sounds like it should be like Dateline sorts of things.
Yeah.
But it's not that unusual. Or somebody haven't had an affair partner for 20 years with a secret life. And I know at the retreat, one of the things we talked about was the secret basement. That the secret basement is, I thought I was living in this house that, you know, had a foundation. And now I found out there's this whole basement underneath me where all these things have been going on and been a part of my life. And the toxicity has come up through my house, but I didn't even know what it was or where it was coming from. A lot of times people who have been betrayed have told me, I knew it was something. I knew something was going on. But part of what betrayers do is to try to throw you off the path, you to question your own sanity. You have some of the gaslighting sorts of things that if you say, something seems off or what's going on or what were you doing on the computer at 2 this morning? It wasn't anything. You know, you're imagining things. Everything's fine here.
Stop being so controlling and paranoid.
Yeah. Yeah. You're always looking for something. You're a drama queen, you know, always causing some sort of problem. And the more attacking that a person is, even though you got that gut instinct that something's wrong, it really can knock you off balance that, well, maybe it is me. Maybe I am reading things into it. And then when it all explodes in front of you, part of what you've learned to do is not trust yourself in the process. So you lose your sense of value, you lose your sense of security, and you don't really know how am I going to rebuild? Who am I going to trust? Can I even trust my own judgment here?
Gosh, I have to say, when we were at the retreat, I'm gonna go there.
Okay.
When we were at the retreat, there was something going on. I've alluded to this or vaguely mentioned it on the podcast before in the therapist world that I didn't understand or believe the magnitude of it. And other people were beginning to talk about it and say, oh, something really bad has been going on. This one person has been kind of exploiting people and lying about their intentions. And therapists were saying I was taken advantage of, or I was lied to, or things that were promised weren't delivered. I agreed to do this. And then in exchange, they agreed to pay me this much. And then they never did. And, you know, and then they keep doing it to other people. And that was actually the undercurrent at the conference. And there was my friend, Teresa, was saying, it's getting really bad. And I was like, I don't want to gossip. I don't know about this. Like, this doesn't feel good to be talking about this like this. It feels like it's not my business. It feels like it's a lot of drama and negativity. And I'm, you know, I would hate for someone to be talking about me like that.
Yeah.
Then what? Week after we got back, it was out in the open. And the magnitude was so much bigger than even we thought, even that what Teresa was mentioning.
Yeah.
And I've apologized to her. I was like, you were right. I'm sorry.
but
you don't want to believe it.
Yeah. And that's not what's been presented to you. That's not what you've seen and what your experience has been. And folks who are master manipulators and masters at betraying know exactly how to work that presentation. And here's what I need to do for you to question yourself and to question anything that you might hear. A lot of the women primarily that I work with struggle with family members, friends, children, believing this is what's going on in our life. This is what he has done, or this is what the partner has done. That's like, I don't see any of that yet. And there's always the twist of, well, what's your part in this? It always takes two to tango. What's your part with this? But if you've got a person who is okay with deceiving you, who can look you in the eye and very clearly let you know, this is not what I'm doing. This is the life that I'm leading. There's not a way that we can be a part of that person deciding to deceive us.
Right. When we're challenging them and they're lying to our face, yeah, and telling us we're making it up.
How's that our fault? How's that our part? And it takes two to tango. But, you know, I think that there really has been such a desensitization to affairs and betrayals, because you do hear so many funeral stories that a hidden family comes out, or there are so many affairs, or there are so many divorces, that people who aren't going through it many times hurt the person who's been betrayed because of the dismissiveness of it. Statements like, well, if that's how they're going to be, you just need to be glad they're gone. Move on with your life. You know, it's a gift to you that they're gone. When your whole world's turned upside down.
It's like skipping over the healing and saying, well, okay, you're better off without them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're like, which way is up?
Exactly. You know, where's my finances going to be? Where's my relationship with my children going to be? Am I going to lose this extended family, my in-laws, that I've been a part of their life for 20 plus years? And now all of a sudden, they don't talk to me. Yet now I'm a villain with that. And many times the betrayer, as we saw in the therapy community, they rewrite the story, they change the facts, and they have credibility. So people believe that. It's the same sort of thing that betrayed folks go through. And actually, part of the reason I got into this work of wanting to train therapists and have retreats and programs is because I had so many people come into my office and say, I felt betrayed by the therapist that I saw.
Yep. That's some of the people who've contacted me since I went to the training or have said the same exact thing. They're like, I need to know that you understand betrayal trauma, because we've gone to couples therapy and I've had individual therapists who said, well, what's your part in it? And, you know.
Yeah. Why are you hanging on to this? Why can't you let go?
When are you going to let this go?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to forgive. You need to move on. When, as you said earlier, we've skipped right over all of the devastation and the healing process that goes along with that. So when we abandon our clients in that way, that we don't recognize the trauma that they're going through and that they need structure, they need security in the therapy room, we're just piling on to the trauma that they're carrying, that I don't have enough value that even a professional is able to hear what I'm going through and hear my experience.
Yeah. And just to say it out loud, it's implicit in what you're saying, but just to say it out loud, that's the people who don't support the victim survivor in this situation are adding to the person's trauma, because yes. You know, okay, he betrayed me, my partner cheated on me, had this whole second life going on. And now my most trusted best friend, who's known me even before we got married, is saying, well, you know, I mean, but he's a really good guy. Don't you want to give him another chance? Or
he's really sorry. He said he's not going to do it anymore.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. He just lost his mind there for a while. The whole midlife crisis thing. Either just having a midlife crisis. But, you know, if you look back over 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, and you've got a spouse who has an addiction that they've kept hidden, like you were talking about with the gambling, or, you know, Oxy, you know, all the opioids. How many families has that destroyed over the past 10, 15 years? All of those things can be hit. And unless you've been around an addict, you don't necessarily believe they can keep it hidden. But even astute people can be surprised that they're dealing with an addict. And so when you have your best friend say to you, I don't really think they're an addict. Yeah, you know, I think you might be blowing that out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what if they smoke a joint every now and then? So what if they eat a pill every now and then? You know, it's not that bad. You know, so folks walk around with no support system and with a broken heart and a shattered life and seeing everything that they've known just kind of flow away from them. So we as a therapist need to understand that crisis and that devastation stage. And we don't want to jump ahead to where, well, let's just start stabilization with it. Again, if you go back to the blown up house in a light quake, you don't ever start building before you clean out the debris. You got to build a new foundation. You got to clear the debris out. You got to have it checked before you start doing anything for security and safety. And then you can start rebuilding. And therapy is really the same sort of thing. You've got to recognize the crisis. You got to provide stabilization. You got to start cleaning out the debris with it. And then you start seeing, can we build another foundation? And maybe we can't. Maybe it's going to be two different foundations in two different places. But we can't jump to that right away. And too many times, I think, we get ahead of ourselves in the therapy room because we see the pain that's going on. And we just want to fast forward and then feel better.
Yeah, so true. And I feel like, you know, the therapist is like, and friends too, people are like, well, are you staying together or are you splitting up? Well,
yeah. We don't know. Which one is it?
Yeah. It's like, well, tell me what you're going to be doing and then I'll, you know, figure out how I can support you. So when you were talking about, I love the metaphor that you just shared for the three-phase approach to trauma, healing trauma, you know, safety and stabilization is, you know, figuring out what's happening here. What do we need to begin building this foundation back up and cleaning out the debris? You have to see the ways that it's really affected you and how, what's different now, you know, now that the debris is there, it's like identified instead of, you know, oh, well, just wipe clean slate, start over, you know. And I love the fact that, you know, you said it might be two foundations, but ideally that the one who was betrayed is building their own foundation from what was shattered in their sense of security in their own work, whether or not they are going to end up staying in this relationship. That work has to be done inside their structure, so to speak.
Yeah. And that's even a little further down the road. You typically just speak to what you were saying of, are y'all staying together? Are you splitting up? You know, what's the decision here? There's so much information gathering that you have to go through that you don't know for a good while. Are we staying together? Or are we not? You know, we talked at the retreat about trickle truths that, okay, you've told me everything. You've told me everything. Oh, now I found out something else. Yeah. So, what's the next trickle truth that you're going to be telling
over again?
Yeah. And it causes what people say, you know, it just makes me feel crazy that I have to do all this security seeking. I have to look through emails. I have to look at credit card statements. I have to look through the phone. I don't want to do this stuff, but I can't believe a word you're saying because you tell me these things and then it's a lie. But then you're also saying, hey, I want to stay with you. Yet why can't you just let this go and let's just move forward? So I'm a feeling because I'm looking for security. And if therapists pile on with that, you know, there's a point you're just going to have to let this go. No, there's a point that I need to have security that my partner is being open and transparent with me. If we've not reached that, And if we've not had 18 months of that, we don't have that sense of safety and security inside of us. Just somebody saying, I'm telling you the truth. You just need to trust me. When they've not been very trustworthy, it's going to take a while to prove that that person's trustworthy.
Right. And you said 18 months, but I know that's not really a hard, fast number. That's just an example.
And that's like the lower range. Typically healing, we can look at 3, 4, 5 years.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
We all know that small actions can make a big difference in our lives. I know for me, I can be in a terrible mood, go out somewhere and see a stranger, make eye contact and just smile at them and find suddenly I feel good. Whether it's practicing mindfulness a few minutes each day, movement practices, small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, our immune systems, and more. Trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/living and use code 25LIVING to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/living, code 25LIVING.
And it's not that the person is choosing to hang on to it, but I think, it just feels so true to me that there's an attachment aspect to how this impacts us too. Like, when we've all had times, I feel like you can, for one, the betrayal could be that your parents didn't take care of you the way that you needed them to. And, you wanted to believe you had this perfect family, but really it was either dysfunctional, abusive, all of that. Sometimes we can't see because we can't cope with being able to know that truth. And if that was your childhood and then you connected with someone, one of the most common scenarios I see with clients, maybe it's just the people who I work with, but childhood was, there was like a facade for everybody else. And then there's the way that things really were at home. And even the kids feel gaslighted into pretending that the facade is the reality, even though they know that things are like chaotic at home, but they still are hanging on to that better idea, dream fantasy. And then you escape from that home and you go out into your adult life, and then the partner you choose, this isn't me saying, oh, look, you picked the wrong person. I don't mean that. But then at some point, if in the relationship there is a betrayal, such as a secret life, an addiction that's being hidden, anything that's hidden and can't be discussed and it's completely out of your awareness. And it could be abuse too. It could be that the partner gets violent when they're angry. That's a betrayal too.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, because they promised to be good to you and then they hurt you. You know, that's not what you signed up for. It's just, it's crushing. And it's like, I feel, and what I see is that it's crushing down to what's wrong with me.
Yes.
Why didn't I see this? Why didn't I prevent this? I should have known. I sensed something was off and I ignored it, or I sensed something was off and I believed them when they told me to ignore it.
Yeah. You know, that brings up a couple of points. There's some studies that have shown that on the Big Five personality scale, there are two scales of openness and conscientiousness. Women who peg the five for openness and conscientiousness tend to partner more with pathological love relationships.
Hmm.
And the understanding behind that is if you're conscientious, you do the right thing, you're loyal, you follow through with what it is that you say you're going to do, you expect other people are going to do the same thing. And then if there's an openness, then you're going to share how you feel. You're going to be more vulnerable. And that gets taken advantage of by the pathological person. You give more chances. You are more open to let's fix this. You know, and to carry in the thought process, they truly do want to fix this when they tell me that they do. You know, even though the words aren't matching up with the actions here, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because that's what I'd want somebody to do for me. I'd want somebody to go the extra mile, so I'm going to do that. So it's very, very common that those super traits of being caring and compassionate and reliable and dependable get taken advantage of. And then the person's saying, what is wrong with me? Like you were saying, you know, why is it that I continue to get treated this way? Why do I continue to find these folks who are pathological that way? And it's because there's an openness to helping somebody change and to seeing somebody's potential.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I found, I created a quiz for people who were going through betrayal and going through divorce and broke it into three different categories based on the Enneagram, you know, the triad with the Enneagram, and consistently found that, you know, there's a control anger style that we have when we've been betrayed. And with that particular style, you're going to see a lot of anger, a lot of eruption, a lot of demands because I need to get control over what's going on in my life here. And I'm going to do that by being more aggressive and more demanding than you are because that's where my security comes from. There's also a value shame category, and that people who feel the shame of I wasn't good enough. Okay, I didn't meet their needs. I didn't have sex often enough. I didn't cook their meal, you know, the way they wanted it often enough. Those folks tend to move more into, I've lost my value as a person here. And it's my fault that I was betrayed. It's my fault that I was deceived. And so what I have to do is to go out and take care of everybody and do better at taking care of everybody. And that's going to be what heals the betrayal. Then the other category is about security and fear. And what we see those folks doing is, I've got a fear that I'm not going to be okay. So they start moving more into the analytical head sorts of things that, okay, how do I get the best attorney? How do I get money taken care of? What information do I need in order to protect me? How do I go about investigating all of this that I need to know? And so I think as therapists, we need to know there are different styles that folks are going to present to us based on what their personality is. And we need to build their treatment plan around their personality style. because it's not a one-stop shop where everything fits everybody.
Well, that makes sense. Even within betrayal trauma, a specific flavor of trauma, there's differences in the ways that people respond and react and their go-to kind of default next steps when this type of thing happens.
And absolutely, our attachment style comes into play, as you know, you've touched on several times. If we're insecure, if we're ambivalent, if we're an avoidant attachment style, that's going to show its head too. And so that needs to be addressed. You know, when we're talking about rebuilding ourselves individually, we need to know our attachment style. We need to know what our needs are. And we need to know how we rebuild ourselves based on who ourselves is. So there's a lot of discovery that we go through in just learning what are the needs that I have and who am I as an individual? Who am I authentically?
Yeah. And that exploration is also a very in-depth, I would say, long-term type of work.
Sure. Absolutely. If you're pairing that up with rebuilding your life, just think about how long that's going to be. Yet another analogy that I use is that if you get busted up in a car wreck, you know, you get hit by a Mack truck, as the saying goes, and you're laid up in the hospital for a good while, you got to learn to walk again. You have to learn to function again. That takes a long time to do. And you can't be out training for a marathon when you're just trying to learn to walk again. So helping our clients understand each of those stages that emotionally you're busted up, just like you got run over by a Mack truck. Be compassionate with yourself, because this is going to take a while. And you're not worthless because you're not better yet, or you're not lacking value because you're not willing just to forgive and move on and act as though nothing's happened. So as you were saying, there are a lot of complexities that go along with it. A lot of needs when they come through our doors.
I feel like, maybe this is me, but I feel like as we're talking, I feel like maybe the pain that the person's in and their anger at the betrayal can sometimes be, for therapists, so big that they just want it to go away fast.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That could be like about the therapist's own history, of course.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable to watch somebody in that much pain. When you see a person sobbing in front of you, when they've been in bed for 2 or 3 days and they can't get up, when they can't take care of themselves or their children, it is gut-wrenching to watch. And it makes sense with us as bystanders. You know, I know you talked to Jenny Hughes about vicarious trauma. There's vicarious trauma that goes along with this one.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have to register that, and we have to recognize, what am I bringing into this room? You know, what are my expectations of this client? And am I meeting them where they are, or am I hitting the fast forward because of my discomfort here? So as we're teaching their self-awareness, we got to really tap into our own self-awareness. And that's a lot to ask.
But if we're going to be doing this work, we need to do that.
We have to be able to do that. You know, and I think having supervisors, having a community of people that can help us, you know, when we've had a hard session and we need to go in and say, my God, I gotta shake this off a little bit. For us as therapists to know how to shake it off, because that's what we need to be training our clients with, emotional regulation. We have to practice our own emotional regulation. And there's truly the mind-body connection there. We have to get that trauma out of the body. And, you know, there may be times you dance around the therapy room shaking and doing wall push-ups and, you know, slamming stuff. You know, I tell people, go to rage rooms and just bust shit. You just go hit it and do whatever you want to with it, just as releases of all this that's going through. How are you going to greet this? You know, and what are all the emotions that go along with grief? So we have to be there to give them support, also to give them direction, because many times they don't know what to do with all those big emotions. They just know they are there.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, and I just have to say, one of the other things that drew me to your retreat was that there was yoga, and we were moving it as we were learning. We were sitting and we were listening, and then you had, you know, it was very well suited to adult learners. You had the time spaced out so well. I mean, I guess that comes from, well, I don't know, but you've taught in university, you know how to teach. And
yeah,
it really comes through in what you do. And so as we wrap up for now, I want to say, and I want to talk to you more like in other ways, and we're going to figure that out later. But first, what can people who are listening who've experienced betrayal trauma, what do you have that can help them? And then I'll go to all the good stuff that you have for therapists.
Okay. I actually created a workbook that's called Healing from Betrayal, and it's about finding your authentic self. So it's not the first stage. It's not with your crisis and stabilization. It's more of when I'm rebuilding, I'm creating my own self-awareness. And it's a 23-step workbook. Yeah, you can work through it in 23 days, or if you want to do 23 weeks, you can do that. But it has information about the different self-concepts of value, self-awareness, self-compassion, all of the selves that we talk about in therapy. And there are journal prompts, there are exercise recommendations that go along with it. It's a digital download. It's $9 because I want to make sure that it's accessible for folks. And I've got a web page that will direct folks to it.
Do you want to tell me that now? And I'll
use
it in the show notes.
Yeah. It's betrayalrecoverycenter.com/betrayalworkbook.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then for therapists who want to really be effective in addressing betrayal trauma with their clients in a mind, body, spirit way that is, you know, trauma sensitive, trauma focused, attachment focused, how can they get involved with your offerings?
I have at betrayalrecoverycenter.com/video course. There is actually a 4-video series that's there that is available. It winds up being between 3 and 4 hours with, you know, the combination of the videos. It's a great introduction about what betrayal trauma is, about how the different attachment styles come into play, and how you address that in the therapy room with them. It also has some information about gaslighting, about how you address emotional abuse in the therapy room, and also about helping during the discovery stages after the affair or after whatever the betrayal is. How do you help structure the discovery process? Because that's another traumatizing time for an individual to go through. Actually, you know, anybody who gets in touch with me, you know, through this podcast, I can hook you up.
They sign up for your email list. Don't you have a special offer for them?
Yeah, I do. They can get that first video course free so that they can get a feel of what it is and learn more about me and my teaching style and just see if they want to carry on with the other videos. And you can also have an option for continuing ed credits that go along with those videos too.
It's amazing. And I'm just so glad we have connected because, again, it was through that group that the other person that allegedly betrayed all these people had created. I saw it posted there, fortunately, before I knew what was going on, and I wouldn't want to be in that group anymore. Yeah, I saw that you had posted it, and I was like, this sounds great, but it was so random. I mean, it was beach number one. I was like, I'll be at the beach if worst case scenario that I'm not getting a lot out of the training. But I learned a ton to kind of contain and hold and structure the work of betrayal trauma and to have realistic expectations about how to pace it and what to bring in when, and, you know, what's most effective, because we don't want to collude with the way that this person is abusing their partner, you know, by making kind of adding to the gaslighting. And that's kind of the danger that we can have as therapists if we're saying, well, you know, are you really being compassionate here?
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're early in the field, it is so easy for a betrayer or a gaslighter or a manipulator to come in and start managing the room in the therapy room. So I think the earlier that folks can start getting training about this in their career, they're going to touch so many people's lives in a much more positive sort of way. So that's another reason that I wanted to make it accessible. You know, I think the videos are $39, you know, so they're relatively inexpensive. I think they're worth that. I think hopefully they're worth a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're being generous to our community of therapists by offering it at a almost like if you want this information, you can pay $39 and you get one of the videos for free. So
yeah.
If you just, all you have to do is sign up on your email.
Yeah. Yep. And they can email me at contact@ladonnacarey.com with any questions, any interest they have, any follow-up they have. I have had some good responses to the videos. So, you know, I think they are worth $39 and I enjoy doing them. I enjoy teaching. Some of the other things that I do, I am going to be teaching at a Maui retreat in July that everybody should come to. I'm going to be teaching about betrayal trauma, about ethics, you know, and part of our ethics is making sure that we are prepared to appropriately provide treatment for the folks who are presenting to us. So it'll be not as much as we got at the retreat. I think we had 14 hours of training at the retreat, but there's going to be, I think, 6 hours that I'm teaching at the retreat.
Great.
We got some other great folks who are going to be teaching there as well and other great topics. So that would be a place they could find some more. And that's at alohasummits.com. I do a Third Thursday Therapist Book Club, which I have to always concentrate on saying. And I've been very fortunate to have some great authors come in and talk with their books with us. So that's a way that you can get connected. I also have a Facebook group that is addressing betrayal trauma, and we do some training in there. I'm going to be doing some Facebook lives and webinars and lunch and learns and such. So I've got a lot coming up over the next year.
Yeah. And I know, I just want to go back to the Maui summit real quick, that I know that one of the things that's a really important part of that summit is that there's like contribution to helping rebuild Maui after the fires as a part of, as an intentional aspect of the summit that resonated with me, because I know there had been, you know, when the fires happened, some people were like, don't go to Maui, stay away from Hawaii. Hawaii needs to rebuild without tourists coming in. And now they're saying, come give us tourism dollars, and this summit is going to contribute some percentage to rebuilding.
Yeah, actually our dollars, of course, will go toward the rebuilding, but we're also going to have a silent auction, and folks are given donations of things that are really cool things. And any of the money that's raised in the silent auction is going directly into a fund that's run by the Maori Restoration.
Great.
So that money will be going there too. And another part of the Maui conference is helping therapists heal from the betrayal that was in such a large community of therapists. You know, when you think about the conscientiousness and the openness, you know, and how those make us vulnerable. My God, that's who we are as therapists.
Yeah.
We're conscientious and we're open and we look for the best in folks. So when we've had that taken advantage of in our community, we need to have some trustworthiness and some healing happen with us. And that's a big part of what the Maui Conference is about too. Let's all come together and heal and restore and kind of rebuild.
With integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, integrity. Yeah. There's a lot put into place that it's going to be full of integrity.
Wonderful. Well, I am looking forward to hopefully learning more about that and maybe sharing more about that in the future too. So yeah. Thank you so much for telling us about it. I know people are going, "Whoa, Maui," right now.
Yeah.
Well, Ladonna,
yeah, especially with all this weather that we're in right now.
Yes.
Maui sounds wonderful.
Yes, we have snow. Do you?
Yeah, snow and ice. Ugliness.
Yeah. Yucky. Cold and yucky. Well, I have loved spending this time with you today and always love being with you and connecting with you. So thank you so much for being my guest on Therapy Chat today. I know that this is going to be a really impactful episode for so many people.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for letting me come talk about it. It, like my mom said, I love to talk. Yes.
Me too.
And I really love to talk about these things. I'm very passionate and my heart is in it. So you giving me the opportunity to be able to talk about it is something I always appreciate.
Oh, thank you. Mutual love and respect.
Yes, ma'am.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.